Torah 101. Continuing in the Parasha Tzav, in the book of Vayikra, or Leviticus, the laws for the priests. So many spiritual parallels in the offerings and in the results of the offerings. May the Spirit of God give us insight and give us application to our lives. Remember, 6 days God created the heavens and the earth, but he took 40 days with Moshe to transmit to him his laws, his stories, his priorities. So there must be substance to what we are reading that is spiritual. Leviticus 6, verse 12. Adonai said to Moshe, "This is the offering for Adonai that Aaron and his sons are to offer on the day he is anointed. 2 quarts of fine flour, half of it in the morning, half in the evening, as a grain offering from then on." Again, the grain offering was a symbol of humility that even the poorest man could afford. And yet the ancient rabbis taught that the anointing of Aaron and his sons would elevate them over the people. Though they were to live humbly, God had chosen them for a higher purpose. From the Midrash, Rabbi Berakiah said that ever since God completed creation, the Holy One, blessed be he, makes ladders by which he makes one go up and another go down. As it is said, God is a judge. This one he humbles, and this one he lifts up. That is from the Psalms 75, verse 8. The lifting up of one, the bringing down of another. God has been building ladders, so to speak, lifting up Aaron and his sons for the calling that he had placed upon them. So it goes on with the details of the offering for their anointing. It is to be well mixed with olive oil and fried on a griddle. Then bring it in, break it in pieces, and offer the grain offering as a fragrant aroma for Adonai, the breaking of the bread. Right? It sounds familiar. Something we do every Shabbat. We break the bread of life and we distribute it. Yeshua, on the last Passover Seder, the Last Supper, he took the matzah, saying, "This is my body broken for you," and he distributed it out. It's a picture of the bread of life, Yeshua said. The anointed Kohen, verse 15, who will take Aaron's place from among his descendants, will offer it. It is a perpetual obligation. It must be entirely made to go up in smoke for Adonai. Every grain offering of the Kohen is to be entirely made to go up in smoke. It is not to be eaten. Adonai said to Moshe, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is the law for the sin offering. The sin offering is to be slaughtered before Adonai. In the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered, it is especially holy. The Kohen who offers it for sin is to eat it, It is to be eaten in a holy place, in the courtyard of the tent of meeting. Again, these are repetitions of what has been declared earlier, with some additional details. Verse 20, whatever touches its flesh will become holy. If any of its blood splashes on any item of clothing, you are to wash it in a holy place. God's setting apart these actions and these offerings as extremely important, emphasizing their holiness, that almost it appears to be contagious, getting in contact with that which is holy. The clay pot, verse 21, in which it is cooked must be broken. If it is cooked in a bronze pot, it must be scoured and rinsed in water. So the clay vessel, or the clay pot that contained the holy offering within it, would have to be done away with in the end, because the holiness of the offering would permeate into the clay. And therefore, they would have to start over for the next offering, unless it was made out of bronze, which is impenetrable. It is interesting to me that we, the people of God, are referred to as being clay vessels. Rabbi Shaul in 2 Corinthians 4:7 said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, always carrying about in the body the dying of Yeshua, so that the life of Yeshua also may be manifested in our body. And of course, these bodies are dying off. They must be done away with, as the clay pot in Leviticus, so that what is holy within us, the presence of God in our spirit, will go on forever. Verse 22, any male from a family of Kohanim may eat the sin offering. It is especially holy. But no sin offering which has had any of its blood brought into the tent of meeting to make atonement in the holy places to be eaten. It is to be burned up completely. These are pictures of the totality of forgiveness. Burned up completely. Chapter 7, verse 1, this is the law for the guilt offering, and this is again repeated for us. Dropping down to verse 5, the Kohen will make them go up in smoke on the altar as an offering made by fire to Adonai. It is a guilt offering. And we are reminded, though we had been guilty, our guilt has been removed and made to go up in smoke. We don't carry the guilt of our past sins anymore. As we acknowledged our guilt before Him, He, through the offering, remember the book of Hebrews, the perfect offering made once and for all, Yeshua, in our place, our guilt goes up in smoke. This is Torah 101 Daily.